When your past comes back to haunt you,
okay,
what do you do?
Run.
Do you? Do you run away from your past?
Yeah. Scream?
Do you confront your past head on?
Oh, beat it up?
Yeah.
Do you put on some Barry White and seduce your past and get it pregnant?
Now I have two pasts.
Yeah, now you raise some cute little past babies with it.
Past.
Well, one of our listeners was recently confronted with something from her past, and now she needs our help to deal with it. Her name is Amanda. Amanda, did your past knock you up too?
Not really knock me up, but definitely like shook me.
Okay. I would say definitely get a paternity test on that thing, okay?
Just be safe there.
A past paternity test?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So thank you. Tell us a little bit about the situation that you're in.
So I kind of need to explain how I got there because it wasn't just random.
It's okay.
I have a 6-year-old son, and he recently told me that there's some kids in his school that have been bullying him a little bit.
Oh, no.
Jose, what have you been doing, man?
Yeah. Well, the kid needs to give me his lunch and everything will be fine, okay? Move on.
No, honestly, that's like the worst thing you can hear from your kid when you're a parent.
Yeah, totally.
You want them to have fun at school.
But I ended up finding out that it was something that was actually kind of funny. I know it sounds weird, but...
I know.
At first, all he told me was that they were picking on him.
Yeah.
And apparently they saw his underwear and it was Superman.
Okay.
And that's a DC comic.
Yeah.
And all the other boys in the group had Marvel underwear.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no.
Now I
know.
Yeah.
So it was this weird Marvel versus DC underwear bullying situation that was like kind of false, but.
You actually kind of sided with the other kids, didn't you? You were like, you know what, son? You need to switch over. That Superman underwear is total baloney.
Oh, no. I'm DC all the way.
Okay.
That is so funny. But it's not, that's not necessarily bullying, right? Like, they're just teasing. I mean, I don't know. Like, my daughter came home and said she was getting bullied in kindergarten. I'm like, what are they saying? She's like, this boy's saying he wants to marry me. And I'm like,
that's not it.
Someone is failing the definition of bullying.
So how does that relate to what's going on with you right now?
Well, it just got me thinking about when I was in middle school and I was kind of a bully to this other kid.
Oh, you were the bully.
Well, at first it was him. His name is Vinny, and he kept picking on me. And now that I'm looking back, it was probably a crush or something.
Right.
But he would call me names, and he put, like, trash in my backpack. Just, like, stupid stuff.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I decided to like flip around the script and I ended up becoming the bully.
Oh, no, what'd you do?
So one day he was going to the bathroom and I took a broom from the janitor's closet and I wedged it between the locks so he didn't get out of the stall.
No.
Locked him in the stall?
Wow.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
That is diabolical.
That's
smart. Like,
but you know what?
Teenage boys have nothing on teenage girls. You guys better watch out.
Well,
I'm
saying. In her defense, guys do like their bathroom time.
Well, the other thing, it gets worse from there.
Oh, what happened?
How?
I brought in all the other kids from the class, and I was like, listen to him, and he was yelling like, help me, I'm trapped in the toilet.
Oh, dang.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
That makes it worse.
That's like public humiliation.
Yeah. And then, like, at the time, it was hilarious.
Sure.
And yeah, to you. He's known as Vinny the Toilet Boy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. He was like the butt of all jokes, like no pun intended, like Toilet Boy, like that's what he was called, Toilet Boy.
Oh, my God.
And it got around to the school, and a group of the kids did this play about the whole situation and, like, performed it in front of our class.
Shut up.
Toilet Boy the musical?
No, it wasn't a musical. It was a play.
Oh, okay.
Still, though, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you guys,
I could see that happening on Broadway.
This is terrible. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you've been living with this for a long time that you feel this bad.
I mean, to be honest, I forgot about it for a while. But, you know, when my kid mentioned this bullying, it reminded me. And now looking back, after that, he stopped picking on me and he became more of like a quiet kid.
Wow, that's messed up, though.
It is messed up. So what now?
Why are you calling us about this?
I I never apologized to him. And I feel horrible about it. And like, I feel like I need to clear my conscience and also set a good example for my son.
Yeah, that's the best part right there.
I can't agree with that part. I don't know, man. Like, what is the apology going to do for him? Like, you've done the damage. I would be like, screw you. You should have apologized years ago for this. Yeah. I would still be really angry at you.
Okay, Brooke thinks you're irredeemable at this point.
I'm just saying,
so
okay,
I don't know what we can do for you.
I was super dorky in junior high, and I understand, like, from this Vinny's side, like...
Wouldn't you like an apology, though, from your bullies?
You hear that, kids?
I mean, maybe only
it.
So I could finally tell that person off. I'm not lying.
Like, better than nothing.
Yeah, to give me a chance to feel better. I mean, I'm sure he has gone over in his mind a million times what he would say to you if he ever had the chance.
Well, Amanda, maybe would you be okay if that happened? Like, if you called him and he just wanted to yell at you and get out all his frustration?
I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled with it, but the least I can do is apologize. And if he ends up just berating me and telling me off, then I can't do anything about it. It was my fault.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice. And then you can call up Vinny, a.k.a. Toilet Boy, and hopefully flush away the bad karma.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
That's a lot of puns.
Well, hey. Yeah. What do you think you're getting into with this show?
I don't know. It's a good point.
And so we'll do that when we do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, all right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.